Ann Smith says she's seen a lot of bad floods since she moved to Marseilles in 1974, but nothing like this.
No, never ever been this high. I live on the hill, so I'm okay, but people down here I'm very sad for.
Marseilles Police Chief Jim Hovius says city officials were already watching the river rise and were concerned water would overtop a levee along the north bank of the Illinois River.
So we began preparations at that time. Our mayor declared a state of emergency so we could get some help, and then we began to ask people to prepare for evacuation.
Then nine barges broke loose from their tow, slamming into the dam.
They damaged some of the gates, which were open, so they had to close them down. That made things progress faster. We were hoping that we'd have 2-3 hours to get the evacuation done, and in fact, it was about half that.
Hovia says about a third of the city is believed to be under threat, but to provide a cushion and to keep back gawkers, the cordon has been extended, covering about half of the river town. Four of the barges sank. Hovia says they're acting like a dam, impeding the flow of the river, which is only aggravating the situation. Army Corps of Engineers spokesman Ron Fournier says of the remaining barges, two were towed away before rising water and quickening currents made things too dangerous for crews to operate. Fournier says until the river goes down and slows down, the effort to recover the other barges and remove the ones that sunk will be slow. How long before the river drops is at present an open question, but for the residents of Marseilles watching the Illinois flow through their town, it can't happen fast enough. I'm Guy Stevens, WNIJ News.